all of you. It's good to see you back. Good to see Sister Earth and Sister Megan. Praise the Lord. We've tonight for a few minutes. It's only been a couple of scriptures. I want to look at scriptures and say where they are, and you can start working on them. And it's good to have Vista with us tonight, thank God for him.
That was amazing singing, by the way.
He said it's amazing singing.
Phenomenal.
I don't know where everybody else is, but thank
see
God
how I was looking? I was like, oh, oh my God.
Praise the Lord. I want to look at a couple of scriptures tonight and thank God for us doing this as much. If you keeping up late, them and it's good to see Elder Rogers up tonight. Pray the Lord will touch you. I want to open tonight with Matthew, the 8th chapter, and the first verse. And normally we have a big screen up that you can read the scripture on tonight. We're back here so you can. But Matthew 8th chapter and the first verse.
You never use this right.
And then I'm going to probably look at Hebrews 2 and 4 and Ephesians 1st chapter. And finally in James, 4th chapter. Matthew 8. If I read this in King James, and I'll read a New Living Testament. And when he was come down from the mountain, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He said, Lord, if this is your desire, if this is what you are willing to do, if this is what you want to do, Lord. If I read in the New Living Testament, it says, suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him and said, Lord, the man said, if you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. If you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. And this, I don't think we have leper colonies anymore. I think there are a few places in the world, but for the most part, it's something that has been eradicated or healed or by science and by everything else. And even when I don't ever get in the mindset that when we talk about things being healed by science, don't ever get the mindset that God is not in there somewhere, since there are no elements that were not created by God. We don't, what men do, we manipulate elements, but we do not create them. We don't bring anything into existence. Neither do we take anything out. We can alter the state of something, and we can mix different metals and do various things, but we don't create any, and we don't get rid of any. And so when we look at things that are done by even in medicine, when we look at science and we look at painkillers and all those things, especially the natural ones, they are Sean and I have this dialogue all the time about medical marijuana and everything else. And there are some people who say that, it's marijuana, you can't legalize that. Well, I could say by the same token, when you take other pain pills, that's opium.
Yes.
It's where that comes from. And it's not my fault or yours unless you're someone who's addicted to it that people abuse it.
Yes.
That's up to them. But God gave certain plants and different things and whatever healing properties. And so people are healed, and we had physicians in Jesus' time, because that's what Luke was. So we always had that. Just go down to participants and mute everybody until we can get settled here. So this man comes to Jesus, though, who's leprosy. And at the time that Jesus is along, they don't have anything to fix leprosy. As a matter of fact, it's so contagious, until if you had leprosy and they just put you out of the city, and you lived in a colony where everybody else were lepers, and you just stayed there until you died. And the only way, if you miraculously got healed from it or whatever, you had to go to the priest, because this was by Jewish law. You had to leave the camp because you were unclean, and And they had to declare you clean so you could come back among the camp. And then, you know, many times we're not physically lepers, but there are many things in life that can make us be outside the camp.
Yes, yes.
And make us feel like we don't belong and we're outside of everything and we just need the Lord to really come through and work things out. Sometimes we feel like we're even outside of ourselves. We just don't know what to do and how to go, and it seems an insurmountable situation. So Jesus has been healing and delivering and taking care of things like this, like forever. So this man comes to Jesus, though, and his statement is one that's different. He doesn't just come and say to him, Lord, just heal me. He says, Lord, is it your will? You know, are you willing to heal me? If you're willing to heal me, he doesn't say to him, Lord, do you have the power to heal me? Because he knows Jesus has the power, because by now he's seen Jesus heal other people. And just like for all of us, you can very much believe in God and very much believe in heaven and still not have the faith to move mountains and still not have the faith to come to God when you need to and still not have the faith to ask God to work things out. And even though you believe in God, if someone was asking you, are you saved? You'd say, I'm saved. And if somebody said, do you think you're going to, are you going to heaven? Don't ever answer the question, do you think you're going to heaven? Always say, I know where I'm going.
Yes.
And yet not have when you really go through something, yet not have the faith to come to God, even though you know God's a deliverer. But here you are, knowing that God is a deliverer, but you're depressed. How is that?
Yes, that's right.
And here you are, knowing that God can work things out, but you're really struggling. And everybody struggles from time to time because of E-A-R-T-H, earth.
Yes.
Earth is a struggle in itself ever since the garden. And since we were condemned in the garden, then we're going to struggle in the earth. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat. In other words, from now on, no more free fruit.
No.
You're going to have to work and dig the weeds out. Now you're going to have thorns. Didn't have any in the garden, but you're going to have some now. And things are going to be difficult from time to time. But he made a way. In the same time that God shows Adam how to have forgiveness of sins, and he does that because when he clothes Adam in these skins in this time frame, he teaches him about sacrifice, which represents his son who will come and who will set us free from sin and break the curse.
Yes.
And he does that in our lives. And so he says to Adam, there is a way out. In God, there's always a way out. Now, you know what you need to say? You need to say, in God, there's a way out.
In God, there's a way out.
No matter what you're going through, in God, there is a way out. God is the only person who can fix sin.
Yes.
And then say sins with an S, because you add the S on there, then we're talking about what you do. We sin, and we do deeds of sin. But sin is what we're born in, and God fixes that.
Yes.
It's how we have everlasting life, and that's why we have eternal life. And that's when the Holy Ghost comes. He fixes the power of it and the cause of it. The remedy for it. So this man comes to Jesus and he says to him, going through something that no one else can fix, and everyone else might say at another time, everyone else might say, that's not a mouse, that's a microphone. Everyone else might say at some point in time, you know how people always come up and they're always, they have an experience, or they have a sort of remedy, a cure, and sometimes it's true. Oftentimes people can tell you how to fix some things in the earth, and you know, they have good advice. But they don't have the power or the knowledge to fix everything. And God has it. It is so that there are some things that are so irreparably torn by sin and so massively worn out by sin until it just takes the power of God to fix them.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to it. And the thing that I look at in a ministry, and I look at power in ministries, and I look at us when we preach and teach in this church and in every church. You know, we're very careful, but we are almost afraid to really touch people who have mental problems. praise the Lord. We're almost afraid to touch people who have mental problems, and you know, I think the mental problems in my machine tonight. We'll pray for a headache, but we won't pray for PTSD. And we stay far, far away from anybody who has any mental retardation. Tourette syndrome. I guess there are a few people who have enough courage to pray for someone with Tourette syndrome. One of the reasons why we don't go near is because if we say, and rightly so, that many of these mental illnesses and things are troubled if they're not brought on by the onset of evil spirits. They're troubled by evil spirits. Yes. Because even in your right mind, you're troubled by evil spirits. So yes. Surely in a weakened mind, yes. You're troubled by evil spirits. Yes. And sometimes we're concerned that if we tell somebody, you know, this is a demon, we need to cast it out, they'll be offended.
Yes.
But it would be true.
Yes.
So we don't deal with that a lot. But here comes Jesus. And we need to deal with it more. And I pray for the Lord to give me the power. So when you bring it up, you need to cast it out.
Yes.
If you're going to go there, then you need the power to cast it out. Yes. Yes, you do. So here comes Jesus, and this man comes up to him. And tonight, let's not let it be leprosy. Let's let it be whatever you're going through that no one else can fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it be whatever you're going through that no one else can fix. Your finances are in bad repair, and every solution seems to be beyond your control, which is and I want to say to everybody tonight who's going through any financial woes, you need to know that God always makes the statement, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. He lets you know, I control finance, I control the money, and one of the easiest problems in the world for God to fix is money. You just need to come to God. Let me take a little sidetrack here and I'll be right back. You're like the lady who comes to him whose daughter who has the devil, and she says that even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table.
Yes.
You're willing to keep on getting crumbs from the master's table instead of doing like this woman and saying, hey, look, I need you to feed me. I'm here.
Yes.
And I believe it. And as long as you're getting crumbs, you'll continue to say, but I'm blessed.
Yes.
But there are people who are sitting at the table, and they're really blessed. So let me press on from there. But regardless of what you're going through tonight, if you haven't found anybody to fix it, then Jesus can.
Yes. Yes.
So then when he comes through, this man comes up to him, and it's not an issue of, do you have the power to heal leprosy? Very few people who believe in God ever ask God, do you have the power?
No.
The power belongs to God.
Yes.
Very few people who have any knowledge of God, very few ever say, Lord, I don't know if you can work this out or not. That's not what they say.
Yeah.
They said, I don't know if you will work it out or not. I don't have enough faith to ask God because I've already told myself, no one can fix my leprosy.
Yes.
And I've always, and everybody has looked, and no one yet. There have been, you know, and nobody else has pointed me towards anybody who could fix it, so they're saying. And there are other healers and prophets in the land. And, of course, at the time of Jesus, there were no other prophets in the land. Nobody was healing when Jesus came along. They'd stopped healing some 400 or 500 years ago. Might have been a few people who could pray a prayer and get you healed, but there weren't many. Because there wasn't much of a move of the Holy Spirit. By the time Jesus comes along, the Holy Spirit is not moving because the law is not causing the Holy Spirit to move. Not in that regard. He's keeping them. They're in a maintenance state. But they're not going forward. And this man comes to Jesus and he never says to him one time, do you have the power to heal me? Just like we don't ever wonder. Well, I guess the Lord will have to work it out. And our hearts and prayers are with you. And what we need to do is go into prayer and ask the Lord and say to the Lord, Lord, will you heal him? Please heal him.
Yes.
So, well, how can I say, Lord, will you heal him? Please heal him. Because healing is in the will of God.
Yes.
By his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
I am the Lord God that healeth thee.
Yes.
It's just like saving people. We need to stop making it so difficult for people to be saved. What needs to happen is you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you. Mean it. and ask God to work it out, and tell God, and ask God to save you.
Yes.
Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him for His Holy Ghost. Ask Him to come in. You know, save me first, then fix me.
Yes.
I'm not asking you to put down everything, put away everything, do all this, do all that, or whatever. The first thing you need to be is saved.
Yes.
Because if Jesus comes tonight, I don't care what your lifestyle is. If Jesus comes tonight and you have asked God to save you and you meant it and you repented and you asked the Lord to wash you and cleanse you, you don't have time to go home and set everything in order. You'll be fine. God will give you, you know, you don't have to worry about that. God will give you time. Because I'm one of these people, hey, I'm one of these slow, knuckle-headed saints myself. You know, I'm not the person who the Lord saved today and I threw away all my records the next day. That's not me. It took me a while. The Lord had to, you know, it wasn't that He had brought me kicking and dragging. That's not true. But it took me a while. And you know, it took me a while to really get around to just really getting in God and allowing Him to work in me. And that's the reason why I'm so stable today, because I watch people who go out and all of a sudden get saved tonight and they just, wham, everything's gone or whatever. You're doing what we say you need to do without allowing the Holy Ghost to work a change in you.
Yes.
And it took God some time because He needed to change my mind about it. He could have stopped me from doing a lot of things I was doing simply by death.
Yes.
Or by paralysis or whatever. But it isn't a matter of just stopping me from doing things that, with it. He wanted me to change, and let me take a side note here. This is why He says to Cain when he kills Abel, He says to him, when He asks Cain, He says, what have you done? As if God doesn't know what Cain has done.
Yeah.
He's looking to see if Cain realizes what he has done, so that He can say to him, that's not the right thing to do, so that he doesn't do it again.
Yeah.
It's like coming in and seeing a child writing on the wall, and you walk up to them and say, what are you doing? You can see what they're doing. But you want them to acknowledge what they're doing so you can get them to understand this is not something, I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
He has to work a change in our minds and in our soul life. And among all those things He has to work a change in is our will.
Yes, yes.
So when we look at this person tonight, he comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if thou wilt, I can be made whole. He's appealing to Jesus to say, are you willing to do this? And I know you have the power, but are you willing to do it? And he makes this point about our will that we need to know that we can will to go or not to go. It's the decision that we make. We can ask God to save us or not ask God to save us. We can ask God to forgive us or not ask God to forgive us. And even when we know that some things are wrong, we're not willing to do anything about it.
Yes.
Even when we know what we should do, we're not always willing to do it. There are members tonight in Promise and every place. So you know if you've been in the Lord any amount of time, you know that you should worship, but you don't.
Yes.
And you know that you should pray, but you don't.
Yes.
You know. You know, if you have any inkling of the Holy Spirit, He says to you from time to time, and it's not always this, and I don't have a problem riding down the street talking to God, because I do it.
Yeah.
But then there needs to be some time when the Lord just wants some one-on-one time, and He says to you, why don't you just stop what you're doing, because you're not flying an airplane. Nobody will die, and you're not an air traffic controller. Why don't you just stop what you're doing, because you're not driving down the middle of the expressway. You're just sitting at home watching TV, and you're doing like me. You're just channel surfing because nothing on there is satisfying you. What you really need to do is you need to spend some... And He's saying, and I'm not going to consume your whole day because your flesh is so weak and your mind is so weak. You can't take for so much of me. I just need a few minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll feel so much better.
Yes.
And then He doesn't do with His power what we want to make Him do when we're singing, it's in my hands, it's in my feet, like we can't control it. He doesn't throw you out of your chair and onto your knees and fold your hands and lift you up and open your mouth and make you start speaking. He's saying to you, if you will, you should pray. Are you willing to pray? You know you should, but are you willing? And this man comes to Jesus and he says to him, I know you have the power and you can heal me. And he says to him, if thou wilt, and Jesus says to him, I will. I'm willing. Yes. I'm willing for you to be healed. If you go to Jesus, you know Jesus will say, yes.
I'm willing.
I'm willing for you to be healed. In the 5th chapter of John, the man's by the pool of Bethesda. Jesus turns it around the other way. He asks him, will you be made whole?
Yes.
Are you willing to be made whole? Is it, you know, do you, can I heal you? Sometimes in here, you have to ask people, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
You can't just walk up to people and say, you know what, let me pray for you. I learned a long time ago, you have to ask, do you mind if I pray for you?
Yeah.
Well.
That's right. Yeah.
And even if you say, yes, I don't mind if you pray for me, it's usually because you're concerned about what the people will say, and you're saying, and it quickly it runs to your mind, now if I tell them you can't pray for me, they're going to really declare me a heathen. So I guess I'll let you pray for me. But I'm really not
willing.
I really wish you hadn't asked me if you could pray for me. I didn't mind coming here, but you know, I don't really. And that same mind that you have in your unwillingness to come to God, you project, is that the right word, onto God.
Yes.
And you start to say what God is not willing to do for you.
Yeah.
And there are many things that when you pray might not happen, but it's not because God is not willing to do them for you. It's because you're not coming to God in order for God to be able to do them for you. They're brought on by things that the Lord really, you need to be delivered from. And so I want to go, my next scripture, not even move on. James, I'm going to go to James, and I'm going to skip because I'm kind of long on that one and be done. James. 5th chapter. I thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. I think, I want the scripture in James where he says, say if the Lord wills. And, and I was just reading it again before I started today.
Four and 15,
she says. Okay, I was almost there. Yeah, that's the one. Last scripture of the night. Go now, it says in 13. Look here, you who say today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there for a year. In other words, James makes this point about our saying what we're going to do and how we're going to go. In other words, he's talking about life. Mm-hmm. He says in this, we will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, or if the Lord will, we will live to do this or that. If the Lord wills. Mm-hmm. And what James is turning us to tonight is, he's saying we need to get ourselves in line with the will of God. You need to know what the will of the Lord is. And then you need to do what it says in John. And John is my last scripture tonight. You need to ask God according to your will. 1 John 5:14. Last one tonight. 1 John 5:14.
And this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we have in him. This is what we know about him. 1 John 5:14. That we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. This is the confidence that we have. And this man comes to Jesus, and he's leprous, and he doesn't have the faith, the woman who had the issue of blood has, because she had made up her mind. She says, when you get close enough to Jesus, virtue flows out. And she says that if you can just touch his garment, she wasn't the only one. Everybody knew this. She says the power of God flows when he's around.
Yes.
And if you can just get close enough to him to just touch him, the power of God flows. She's sure about this. Yes. If I can touch him, the power of God flows. She's sure about that. If I can press through and get to him, the power of God flows. And we need to get to a point where we need to get through to God so the power of God can flow. And this leper comes up to him, and he says to him when he comes, he says, if you will, he's asking him, this woman who has the issue of blood, she's not even asking. She's made up her mind. When I get close to him, I get a healing. Some people have already made their mind. When I go through, I pray, and the Lord sets me free. At some point in your life, if you're going to grow in God, you need to grow to a point where you go, when I go through, the Lord sets me free. And every time you see things piling up and becoming, you know, we always talk about moving mountains and moving mountains. Sometimes you ought not have mountains. You should have moved them when there were molehills.
Yes, yeah.
You should have prayed when there were an anthill. You shouldn't have waited till it became a mountain. And, you know, you saw it coming on and they were there, and you know that the answer to everything is in God.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm not playing a little game that we don't have to work in the earth because we're in the social system. The answer is in God, but wisdom also is in God.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need somebody just to point you in the right direction, and sometimes you need to ask God the decision you're getting ready to make is the right one or the wrong one. You ought to ask God. And allow the Lord to come in. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God.
Yes. Yes.
And what is God willing to do? He's not willing to upbraid you,
yes,
but he's willing to give it to you liberally. Lord, I need direction. What do I need to do? Yes. Don't you know I have to wear God's ear out? How can you be a pastor and not wear his ear out? You ought not want a pastor that won't ask God.
Yeah.
You ought not go near a church where the pastor won't ask God what he needs to do.
Yeah. That's right.
You should be afraid to have somebody pray for you who doesn't pray and ask God, what should I do and how should I go? You ought to, you know, the will of God is perfect. I was thinking about it before service, and I'm almost finished. The will of God is perfect. It is so perfect and so right. It is okay, you know. Sometimes, you know, God doesn't care if your car is blue or black. But it does make a difference in God if the reason why you chose blue is because it's something that's according to his will. So how can it not be? You chose black because you are into the, what are they calling people? God's people. That's a problem with God.
Yes.
You chose, you know, which is a rarity, but you like this over here because it favors something in someone else. That's a problem with God. Because it pulls you from him.
Yes.
But other than that, you know, you choose to be, you know, it's a, in other words, it all goes back to, and this could be a long sermon, but it's not going to be. It all goes back to whether or not what you touch in the earth, how it affects your relationship with God.
Yes.
You know, you hear me say that all the time because that's something you have to do. How does your job affect, you know, you got to work, so don't quit your job. Quit your job because it was bothering me and God. Well, you know, if you're selling drugs in Europe, you know, doing something like that, yeah, you probably need to give that up. You know, you're a hitman or a mass murderer, probably need to give that up. But if you're just working, you know, in a normal job like normal people, you know, then, and it's, you have to ask yourself, how does it affect my life in God? And if it keeps you from, if it's so that Every Sunday you're working, every Tuesday night you're working, every Friday night you're working, so you can never be announced to God. Ask God for another job, and God will give you one.
Yes, He will, yes.
Because we've seen too many people get new.
Yes.
So he says in this, when he's saying this, he says in this, ask anything according to His will. And this man knows what he asked Jesus. Healing is the will of God.
Yes.
Being saved is the will of God. God is not willing that any should perish. That means go to hell. But that everybody should come to repentance. Everybody should have a change of mind. Repentance doesn't just mean on the altar crying and snotting and saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Although that might be what you need to do. But repentance means you need to come to a change of mind concerning God. You need to do something different. God is not willing that if you're on your way to hell, you're lost and you don't know where you are. You're depressed and things are going bad in the earth and things are going whatever. God is not willing you should stay like that. He's willing that you should change.
Yes, yes.
God is all about change.
He's all about change.
And for always for the better.
Yes.
So he says in this, he says, according to His will, this man comes to God, comes to Jesus, and he says, Lord, if Thou wilt, you know, and he says, you know, I know you got the power to heal. But will you heal me?
Yes.
You know what sometimes people need to say to the Lord? All the time they need to say, Lord, I know you can save. Will you save me?
Yes.
Lord, I know you can deliver. Will you deliver me?
Yes.
Lord, I know you can set free. Will you set me free? Every time you ask God for that, since He came to heal the brokenhearted, and you ask Him to heal your broken heart, He is going to always say, I will. And every time you're lost, since He says recovering of sight to the blind, when you don't know what to do, you're in the dark, although your eyes work, but you don't know what the next move is. Since He came for the recovering of sight to the blind, that means not only physically blind, but you just don't know which way to go. And you ask Him, Lord, which way shall I go? He's going to always say, I will. And every time you ask Him, you know, to set at liberty them that are bruised, the people who are hurt, people who are going through. I used to scoff at it. It ain't been that long ago. I scoffed at people who talk about church hurt until the Lord brought me to a point where I really found out what church hurt is and the depths of it that makes it so much more sinister and insidious than being hurt in any other place, because the very thing that's supposed to heal you becomes a place where you are offended and a place where you're driven from, and so that you can't do what you would do in God. And it's some place that's so diabolical for the devil to have it that I have to come to it, and I have to repent myself and say, yes, you're right. Being hurt in the church is different.
Yes, it is. Expect that.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Because the thing that's supposed, the place where you're supposed to get the cure is killing you. And that's hard to overcome.
Yes.
But you got to make the distinction between the church being people of earth and God.
Yes.
That's where your salvation lies.
Yes.
Because He's holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and higher than the heavens. And in that list of things, you notice I said harmless.
Yes.
And when it stops being harmless and stops being gentle and stops being kind, when the word stops encouraging, stops building up, and stops comforting, when it stops being anything other than righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you need to find someplace else to go.
Yes.
When the preaching stops comforting, stops encouraging, stops building up, might be some reproof from time to time, but it's supposed to build up. Might be a small amount of rebuke, a small amount. If the correction is needed, which seldom is, but in the end, the comfort comes from knowing that now I'm right.
Yes.
So now that I'm right, don't rebuke me 27 times in a row. Because now you're destroying my comfort.
Yes.
And now you're just having a good time, and I've become somebody you can ride. We're not going to do that.
No.
He said, I came to set at liberty them that are bruised. So when you are bruised and you're going through, and you can say, Lord, whether it be any place, domestic, shop, whatever it is,
yes,
home life, family, whoever, wherever, whatever, and it batters and abuses, and you're bruised, and it's wearing you out. He says, I came to set at liberty them that are bruised, those that are being held and hindered and frustrated. I came to set them free. So when you're going through, you can go to him and say directly, Lord, I'm hurting. Deliver me, and he will say, I will. Because it's in the will of God. Lord, I've been crying too many nights. I know we've been made to do it for a night, but I've been crying for a week. When is my morning?
Yes.
Where is my joy? Yes. I came to the Lord the other week and I said to him, Lord, I need joy from you. I'm trying to give myself joy. It ain't working. I need you to. Yeah. You know how you try and give yourself joy? Yeah. You just make up your mind, well, I'm going to be all right no matter what. That doesn't last. No. That works for a day, but you keep coming down and you build yourself up and you keep coming down and you build yourself up and you keep coming down. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, I need you to restore my joy.
Yes.
I need my joy to return. I need the joy that comes in the spirit. I need the joy that comes from knowing that I am all right and I'm going to be all right because I have you. And you know what he'll say?
I will, yes. That's all right. Yes.
You just need to be like this leper and come up and ask God, Lord, I know I'm a leper. Everybody in town knows I'm a leper. They can look at me and see that I'm a leper. And I'm tired of being a leper. There's no need in me pretending that I'm not a leper.
Yes.
Even if they can't see it, if I cover it up, I know what's under here.
Yes.
And you can heal me. Because
you
have the power.
Yes.
And I just want to know, will you work it out? You know what goes on in my house. Will you work it out?
Yes.
You know what goes on in my life. I need you to work it out. And he'll always say, and someone will say, well, why do you even have to ask him, will he do it? It's the point I'm making is you come to him and you ask him because it's in his will. And he always will say, I will.
Yes.
And the Lord will bring you out and deliver you. You've been going through too long and, you know, a smile is foreign to your face. And you're used to being melancholy. And you're used to being down. And then when people say, you all right? And, you know, I'll be all right. Except that you look like you're going through something. Yeah, but I'll get through it. You're walking away with leprosy. You need to ask, Lord, I need you to work this out.
Yes.
And lift me up. I haven't smiled in a long time in a minute. And I haven't felt good in a long time, a minute. And the Lord will say, I will. Go show yourself to the people. Go show yourself to the priest.
Yes.
Go show them that you're healed. Now that you're okay. Now that you're no longer battered and broken and bruised. Go let everybody see somebody. You know, you were trying to convince them you weren't battered and bruised before, but you really were.
Yes.
And they could see that you were battered and bruised, even though you were pretending you weren't battered and bruised. Yes. Now, go show yourself to the people and let the people say to you, you look different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seem different.
Yeah.
You know, there's something changed about you and there's something bright about you and your smile is genuine and it doesn't fade overnight and you laugh freely and you're doing okay and you're moving on and you're moving up and now you can function again.
Yeah.
Because you've been cured, not covered.
Not covered, yes.
And you've been lifted up, not just smoothed over.
Yes.
He's not asking Jesus for a salve. He's asking him for a healing.
Yes.
He's not asking him for a band-aid. He's asking him for deliverance.
Yes.
Lord, if you will.
Yes.
Lord, been going through this for a long time. It's time sooner or later tells me. You know, you can talk to God. This is the thing about it. You're so busy hiding from people, you think you can hide from God. You know, there are times when you need to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm the one who's broken.
Yeah.
You know, everybody comes to me and everybody thinks I'm up there than everybody else. But the truth is, I'm the one who's broken.
Yeah.
And Lord, I need to stop being broken. I know how to function as a broken piece. I have a split on, but I really would like to stop being broken. And Lord, I know how to function with all the hurt and anger and things that I feel. I've got it under control, but I'd rather not control it. I'd rather not have it.
Amen.
I know what to do to make life go for me and both, but I really would like for you to get, I'd really like to get to a point where, Lord, where you've healed me, I'd like to be set at liberty. I want to be made whole.
Yes.
I really want to be made whole. Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole.
Yes.
Lord, today I'm running into you. I want you to make me whole. I want you to go in here and some of the things that keep me from being whole, I've been a leper for a long time. And I keep pushing them back, and I keep saying, I'll be okay. And people ask me, are you all right? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just okay. You going to be all right? Yeah, I'll be all right. Hey, don't worry about me. I go through this from time to time. Why do you go through it from time to time? Why don't you get rid of it?
Yes.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't you have the same Holy Ghost that I have?
Mm.
Then where is your peace? Where is your joy? Say, well, I'm saved. I know. That's what, you know, it's even a bigger problem because you're saved and you know God has the power, but you won't ask Him.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes more than once. Sometimes it takes a regular prayer because when you want to get God moving, God's like this. If you want me to move in your life, I'm going to move in your life. And when I start moving in your life, I start taking care of everything. And when it's time for you to start coming, it's time for you to start coming.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll go back to where you were. When I get you out of this leper colony, don't go back to it. You'll get leprosy again.
Yes.
When I heal you, go show yourself to the priests and to the people that you've been healed. Let them know that you now have a new life and things are different. Don't go back to the leper colony.
Yeah.
You'll get leprosy again. You'll be broken again. Let your new light shine. Let your, you know, when I work this change out, love this changed life that you have because it's a great life. Isn't it nice being able to walk through the city? Isn't it nice being able to come into the temple? Isn't it nice being able to be among the congregation? Isn't it nice being normal? Aren't you glad no one's pointing you out? Aren't you tired of being battered and bruised? Lord, if thou wilt. Everybody stand. If you will, you can make me whole. And the Lord says, I will. And when He says, I will, make sure you understand the difference between will and can. You never ask Him if He's able. You ask Him if He's willing. Is it in your will? Is that part of what you do, Lord? Make me whole? Is that, you know, Lord? Are you willing? I know you have the power to do it, and I know you have done it, and I know you can do it. Lord, will you make me whole? Come in, oh God. Will you set me free? Will you break the yokes in my life that seem unbreakable?
Yes.
Will you fix the situations in my life that I have just resolved myself to having to always live with? Can you? Well, no, not can. Wrong word. Of course He can.
Yes.
Will you?
Yes.
Repair the breaches. Give me my life back. And I have a situation, Lord, that I haven't asked you about because even when you fix it, in my mind, it's never going to be perfect. And He's saying, I can fix it so your joy will be full.
Yes.
And I have an answer that you have not even thought about. I have a way.
Yes.
It's the Moses in the Red Sea. I have a way that you have not even thought about. And I can lift you up and let you know all the things that you think of, the things you, the way you think of it, it's not even like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name tonight. Lord, we ask you, Lord. Lord, I pray, O God, according to your will, Lord, touch Elder Trion Thompson, touch Elder Rogers, and Elder Keisha Sewell. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them like you touched Minister Walker, O God. Bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, touch Sister Nancy and her situation tonight. Lord, just move in every way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just turn things around and work things out in her healing, in her situation, oh God. Father, you have an answer to all things, not just some of them, but Lord, you're able to do all things. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I pray, Lord, you just move tonight. Work things out. Lord, work things out for India tonight, oh God. Lord, for Sister Eartha tonight, oh God. For Megan tonight. Lord, move for them, oh Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, work for them tonight. Move for them, O God. Spread forth thy hand of mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make them whole in Jesus' name. Touch Elder Smith tonight, Elder Reed, me, O God, all of us, Lord, who have anything that we have need of. Lord, touch the hearts of those, Lord, who are slow to respond. Lord, stir up all those, O God, in whom you dwell, O Lord. Lord, cause them to burn again with a fervent fire and move in the Holy Spirit. And for all those, Lord, who know you, O God, and who are slow to move, Lord, move in their lives, O God. Lord, turn them back towards the cross, O God, that their souls would be saved, Lord. Let none be lost, O God. Father, I commend all those tonight, Lord, who are casual in you. Lord, let none be lost. Lord, I commend them into thine hands, O God, and I pray, Lord, you would move and do whatever be necessary, Lord, that they should have eternal life. Lord, move that their souls not be lost in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth thy hand tonight, O God, healing and deliverance and mercy, O God. Lord, you are a great God. Lord, you are a mighty healer. Lord, you have all power, Lord. You're able to do all things. Lord, break every yoke. Undo every fetter, O God. Lord, lift every burden, O God. And Lord, heal every heart tonight, Lord. Lord, drive all the hurt and the pain and whatever, Lord, slows them down. Lord, I pray, Lord, put a running in their feet and a clapping in their hands, O God. Give them joy tonight and joy in the people in the Holy Ghost. Lord, break every yoke tonight. Lord, fix every situation, move in every way. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless this brother that came in tonight. Lord, bless him in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever be needful in his life, Lord, in whatever way, Lord, you're able, Lord, to show yourself, O God. The power of your might, Lord, move for him. And fix situations, Lord, that were unfixable. Lord, move mightily, O God, and change things, Lord, that were just acceptable and just going to live in them. Lord, change them for your great name's sake. Lord, for your glory and your honor, Lord, that his joy may be full. Lord, move that his joy may be full. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, if there be such a one, Lord, that he's concerned about the sick tonight, Lord, whoever that is, Lord, move on their behalf, O God. Touch them with the finger of God, Lord, that he would know of your great power. In Jesus' name. Lord, move among us and add to our number tonight. Return all those, Lord, I pray, Lord, that have been drawn off, O God. Those, Lord, who've become slow. Lord, I pray, Lord, pick them up, O God. Remind them, Lord, of when they were first illuminated and how they had great joy, O God. Return them to the God of their salvation. And, Lord, we'll glorify your name. Lord, bless us tomorrow. Lord, bless the man tomorrow. Let us flights be on time, and Lord, let them be safe and unhindered, O God. Lord, encamp your angels all around them, Lord, and keep them safe and bring them in on time. Lord, that we would do the things that we need to do in the course of the day, Lord, I pray, Lord, according to thy will. Lord, bless Crystal tomorrow on her great day, O God. Lord, cause things to be right. Let not the devil cause any frustration, O God. Any hindrance, Lord, don't let him cause any hearts, Lord, to not be in harmony, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll glorify your name. Lord, watch over us and keep us, Lord. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's my sister Bridget, my sister Sandra. Lord, I pray, Lord, you touch them and make them whole, Lord, for your great name's sake. And Lord, if it never comes to be, Lord, that the healed one would ever praise your name, oh God, I'll glorify you. Lord, if the delivered one should never praise your name, oh God, I will glorify you. And I will say it is the Lord that has done this. And it is marvelous in our sight, oh God. Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all honor, and all the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everybody give a hand.